Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, everyone. It is so good to see you on the line on today and supporting us with Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Katie Pierce with Truth Deliverance Ministry, and we're coming to you on tonight with nothing but the truth. And what we'd like to talk about on tonight is going to be Halloween. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the hype of Halloween. And so as we prepare to get started, we're definitely going to open with a word of prayer. And then we're going to go from there. Amen. 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 So sorry, everyone, my granddaughter. Coming in. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your sight and before your presence, O Lord God. We come on tonight, O Lord God, to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, right workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We just ask now, O Lord God, that you would open our eyes, that we would behold wonderful things out of your law, O God, and then help us to apply that given law to our everyday lives, O God, that you might be glorified in everything we do and everything we say, God, that you might be glorified, huh, in the way we walk and in the way we talk, O Lord God. Have your way in our lives, we pray, even now. In the name of Jesus, it is so, and so it is. Amen and amen and amen. And again, we want to just begin to talk about and look at scripture as to Halloween and the hype that is surrounding on Halloween. It has become one of the most recognized unofficial holidays. Everywhere you go, there's decoration up. They've got lights, orange lights are up, and it's just a holiday that, you know, that seems to be seems to be harmless. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. It seems to be harmless, and we just want to begin to look at this holiday a little more closely, give you some scripture, and then you can make a decision. You can make a decision based on the word of God as to whether or not this is something that you want to do and whether or not this is something that you want to participate in. Have your children, rather, to participate in. And so as we begin to look at Halloween and the this controversial topic as to whether or not Christians should celebrate it, we definitely want to give scriptural reference to Halloween. We want to look at the origin of Halloween, where it came from, and then again, you want to make a decision based on that. As we come on the brink of it, we discussed it a little bit in church on Sunday at TDM. I definitely wanted my young people to begin to look at Halloween because most children, of course, look at it as it's just something they can get some candy. Are they just looking forward to going trick-or-treating? It's just all about candy for them. And that within and of itself seems harmless. But when you take or when we take a closer look at Halloween and its origin, we find out some things that are a little controversial or a little alarming is even a better word that I want to use. So Halloween in and of itself is a day that we celebrate, and of course the origin of Halloween is that it came from a Celtic celebration. It came from a Celtic celebration, and it was something that was celebrated back in, I believe it's like 649 A.D., 649 A.D., and again, it was a Celtic celebration that came about, and usually what was happening is that they were celebrating the dead. It was celebrating the dead. It was sacred for those who celebrated this day because they really wanted to make reference to the dead, and to they made sacrifices. All types of things were done to celebrate Halloween, or All Sam's Day, All Sam's Day, and I could be enunciating that wrong. But as these people began to become Christians, they tried to deter them from celebrating in its original form, which was that of death, the god of death, and they wanted them to begin to celebrate in a more Christian way. So what they tried to do was have the people prepare for November 1st, November 1st, which was going to be designated as All Saints Day. And so they were going to take the eve of All Saints Day and begin to prepare for it to get them out of the traditional celebration of celebrating the dead. And, of course, somewhere along the line, All Saints Day kind of took a back burner, if you will, and there's more celebrating for Halloween than there is for actually celebrating All Saints Day. And so as we begin to look at it, the scripture does not in and of itself talk about Halloween per se, but it does give us some scriptures that talks about and comes against witchcraft and things of that nature. So when we think about Halloween, of course, all of the decorations that you see have to do with tombstones. All of the decorations have to do with depicting the dead and things of that nature. We're talking about witches, and we're talking about black cats, and we're talking about things that really, really give a negative connotation, if you will. It's all about evil. It's all about evil. It's all about going to haunted houses and being scared, half your wits and things of that nature. So everything that, when we talk about Halloween, everything that is directed toward Halloween has to do with the dark side. It has to do with the dark side. And so as we begin to look at that, we have to understand that the Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? And so when you start talking about celebrating Halloween, in and of what we're doing it for today, you're actually celebrating darkness. You're celebrating death. Scripture says Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So why is it that Christians are celebrating a day that pretty much denotes or pretty much glorifies dead? It glorifies death. It glorifies darkness. And so when we look at that, should we be celebrating something in our front yards with tombstones, celebrating something in our yards with riches and magic and things of that nature? All types of things are coming out of Halloween that are not giving any kind of glory and honor to God. And so when we look at it again, the scripture tells us to put away the deeds of darkness. That's Romans 13 and 12. It says, and the light has nothing to do with darkness, in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. And celebrating a holiday where darkness is glorified, should a child of light be doing that? Is that something that a Christian wants to celebrate? He said that he delivered us from fear. So we're celebrating a day where fear and panic is something, again, that's being glorified. We've been delivered from fear and panic attacks and knew that fear comes from the enemy. To participate in this holiday, again, fear is the foundation. Witchcraft, of course, is clearly detestable in the Word of God in Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 13. Should something that glorifies witchcraft be something that the children of light, again, want to celebrate? We dress our children up. We put makeup on them to make them look scary, things of that nature. So do we want to? Do we want to? And I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it to us so that we can begin to weigh what it is that we're doing so that we can begin to do it in the line of what God has deemed for us to do, if you will. The principles of which we can make that decision when we're talking about deciding for Halloween, witchcraft was a crime in the Word of God that was punishable by death. And if you look at Exodus 22:18, Leviticus 19 and 31, Leviticus 20, verse 6 and verse 27. And, of course, the New Testament teaching about the occult is clear as well. If we look at Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 9 through 24, which is the story of Simon, and it shows the occult, cultism and Christianity don't mix. And so we have to begin to look at these things. When we're talking about the scripture that gives the account about the sorcerer in Acts, the 13th chapter, verses 6 through 11, we have to understand that Scripture clearly lets us know that this is not something that God wants us to do. In Acts 16, at Philippi, a fortune-telling girl lost her demon powers when the evil spirit was cast out of her by Paul. So here we have in the Scriptures all the things that are being glorified for Halloween. The Bible clearly speaks against these things, and we're trying to glorify it for one day. And we really need to be looking at it from a biblical standpoint. We need to be giving clarity to it. We have gotten to a point where the Scripture that says that we are of the world, but we are in the world, but we shouldn't be of the world. Yes, we definitely are part of what's going on, but what's going on shouldn't infiltrate us, or shouldn't infiltrate us to a point where we've got to downplay God and upplay the enemy. That's literally what we're doing for the day, for this day of Halloween. And we're doing it because we're saying that it's something that's not that bad. It's just giving away candy and things of that nature. And what I did on Sunday was I poured a glass of water, a bottle of water. I opened up a new bottle of water. I poured it in a glass, a beautiful glass, I might add. Poured it in a glass, and then I poured some dirt in the glass, and there was all types of particles in the dirt. I poured it in the glass, and I put the glass up to my mouth, and as I put it up to my mouth, the children began to say, "Ooh, don't drink that, don't drink that." And I said, "Why? I'm just going to drink the water. I'm just drinking the bottled water that I poured in here." And they say, no, you can't do that. I said, why? They said, because it's all mixed together. You can't separate the good water from the dirt and the particles that were floating on top. And I said, exactly. That's why we can't separate and try to act like we're just celebrating passing out candy. Or if you will, I've often said, we can't sanctify sin. We can't sanctify sin. We can't take something that's a reproach to God and try to label it as something light. So we've got to begin to make a decision when we start talking about celebrating this day of Halloween that has become very, very, very popular amongst Christians. That's where the problem is coming in. It's become popular amongst Christians. So you have people who will be sitting down on Halloween reading scary stories to their children. And then when their children start having nightmares from these scary stories, then they're wondering why. Because you've opened up a door. You've opened up a door. Well, another thing that's popular during this time is the Ouija board. The Ouija board is pulled out because we feel like it's just a game. We're just having fun. And you're opening up the door of the occult. The Ouija board has a direct tie to the occult, and we don't see the details, or we don't research out the details behind what we're doing. We just pulled in. We're pulled in into the hype. We're pulled into the hype. And so we have to make sure that we are really, really going and finding out what Halloween represents so that we can give a clear distinction to our children and so that our children aren't caught up in it. Now, the origin of Halloween, again, is a Celtic tradition, and it has to do with observing the end of summer. Sacrifices were made to gods in the Druid tradition. In what is now Britain and France, it was the beginning of the Celtic year, and they believed Samhain, the Lord of Death, sent evil spirits abroad to attack humans who would escape only by assuming disguises that looked like evil spirits. Oh, my God, to glory. So, let me read that again. Samhain, the Lord of Death, sent evil spirits abroad to attack humans who would escape only by assuming disguises and looking like evil spirits themselves. That's where you get everybody walking around as ghosts and goblins and witches and things of that nature because they wanted to begin to look like evil spirits. Kind of reminds me of The Walking Dead, too. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. So the waning of the sun and the approach of dark winter made the evil spirits rejoice and play nasty tricks. Believe it or not, most of our Halloween practices can be traced back to these old pagan rites and superstitions. So we are learning from history that that's not something that we should do. So what happened when these people became saved, when they became Christians, they attempted to co-opt the holiday by celebrating the lives of faithful Christian saints the day before Halloween. And this was a conscious attempt to provide an alternative and refocus the day from the ghouls, the goblins, the ghosts, the witches, and other haunted experiences. Since that time, many Christians have decided to allow their children to dress in more innocent costumes, pumpkins and princesses and Superman and Batman and Iron Man, just to try to blend in or still have some fun with it. But again, you cannot sanctify sin. And what we have to understand is that a lot of the practices and then a lot of things that we're doing delves into occultism, and it opens the doors to some things that we really, really don't want that door open to. So as we begin to look at it a little closer, we want to make sure that we're giving our children an understanding of what's really going on. Now, also I need you to understand that when this was looked at even more closer, we found out that it also had a direct correlation with Wicca, a Wiccan religion. A Wiccan religion, October 31st, Halloween, is their highest, if you will, highest religious day. They celebrate the darkness of Halloween. They celebrate the dead. They celebrate all of those things. And so as we begin to try to separated, here we have an actual Wicca. And just in case you didn't know, Wicca is the official religion for witches and warlocks. It's their official religion. And this is a time when they come together to give credence to the dead, again, pulling up some of those same instances, those same items that we was looking at. They go into divinations, they casting spells, they're doing all types of things on this day that Christians are also celebrating the same thing, but we're making light of the situation. And so we've got to begin to open our mindset and begin to expand our thinking to understand that you can't separate the two. This is something that is an actual holiday. It's an actual holiday. And so as you begin to look at it, you definitely don't want to be taking part in anything like that. And so please take a closer look. Begin to understand that this is not something that we want to do. Halloween is a real sacred day for those who follow Wicca, and in fact, it is one of two high and holy days for them. The Celtic belief of spirits being released is current, along with worship of Samhain, the Lord of Death. Both are promoted as something to embrace on that day, though there is no question in our mind that those who believe and follow the practices of witchcraft, Halloween represents an opportunity to embrace evil, devilish, dark side of a spiritual world. After we look at this, we have to ask ourselves and come to the conclusion, is this something that Christians want to do? And I would give an unresounding no. Christians should not be celebrating in something that's looked at as a holiday for somebody that's celebrating the devil, that's celebrating darkness. So we've got to begin to teach our children and let them know the reasons why they don't need to take part in Halloween, the reasons why they don't. You know, it's amazing to me how we rather be our children's friend and be the popular mom or not be looked at as weird or not be looked at. The Bible says we are a peculiar people. We're peculiar people anyway, and so it should be our mindset, it should be our goals to sit our children down and say, no, this is something that we do not take part in, and the reason why we don't take part in it is because someone is actually celebrating this as a high holy day, and we don't want to do that. again, keep it in mind, you can't separate it. You cannot separate it and tell them, well, we're just celebrating the good part of it. We're not celebrating the bad part of it. No, take a stand today and take a stand for righteousness. We are the people of God. We are the children of God, the Most High God. And so we have to let our children know that there is a spiritual world. There is a spiritual world filled with goodness from God and evil from Satan. They have to know that. They have to know that. And you can look that up in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. That life with Christ has power over darkness. So that even though this day is a day where satanic worship is going forth, or Wicca, witches, and things of that nature are celebrating this as a high holy day, they need to know that they have power over Satan. They need to know that Satan can't harm them. But the Bible says that they have to walk upright before him. They have to walk in his righteousness. And so we want to begin to instill that in our children. And watch this. Watch this. I'm putting my blinker on because I'm about to take a left turn. Some of our adults need to know that too. While you getting ready for your Halloween party, you need to know it too. And you need to make a stand for righteousness. Oh, shatahe. Mm-hmm. And so as we begin to look at that, those who celebrate Halloween either are unaware of its roots or intentionally promoting a world where evil is viewed as an ultimate power. When you're taking part in that, you're taking part in a day that they're looking at as evil being the ultimate power, and you're saying yes to it when you contribute your little costume. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. So we have to begin to counter the evil influence of Halloween. We need to join together and begin to educate our children, educate our churches, that this is not something that we want to do. Another thing we touched bases on and we looked up a little bit on was the fact that pumpkins, the little innocent pumpkin, yes. Mm-hmm. There is a ritual that has to do that when a pumpkin was carved, it was carved to try to bring the souls of the dead into the pumpkin. While you celebrating the jack-o'-lantern? The jack-o'-lantern also, hello, the jack-o'-lantern also has a direct tie with evil ritual or witches and things of that nature. We do things because we think it's cute, and in actuality, it's not cute. And so we don't want to be carving pumpkins for Halloween and thinking that it's something that's innocent. Because what is happening, you are supposedly, you're taking part in a ritual that was done where the souls of people were supposedly pulled into the jack-o'-lantern. And so, again, the people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And we see all of this evil and all of the killings and the crimes and things. And I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation, but I'm saying that we do not need to be taking part in anything that's promoting evil. We got enough. We need to be in prayer. We need to be praying. And again, make a stand for righteousness. I know that there are a lot of churches now who are celebrating. We got Hallelujah Night, and we've got all of these things that we've tried to pretty it up, and we tell our children, well, don't wear any costumes that are dark because, we just wear happy costumes. You know, we don't want to promote devils and things of that nature are bad creatures. We don't want you to come as a witch. We want you. You can come as an angel and things of that nature. We try to prettify it, but you're still taking part in a holiday. You're still making reference. You're still giving your money when you're buying candy, buying costumes. Give that money to your youth. Give it to the youth ministry. Let them go on a retreat in the summertime or do some things. Have a good Friday. We had 1 year in order to kind of help our young people understand it wasn't something that we wanted to take part in. We had a Good Friday program where we asked them to dress up as biblical characters on Good Friday. and they came, they put on costumes, and we even had a contest, and we gave away a notebook to the one who was the most original for their costume, or for their biblical character, rather. I don't even want to say costume. For their biblical character that they came. And there was some very, very good original ideas that people came up with. We want to begin to not, how can I say it, glorify Halloween, no shape, form, or fashion. We don't want to glorify Halloween at all. In fact, we want to definitely be praying against the enemy and some things that are going to be taking part. Animals are going to be sacrificed on that day. Things are going to be happening in the dark world that we don't even want to be trying to give attention to. And so we need to really, really begin as Christians. As Christians, we really, really need to begin to take a stand for righteousness and not glorify this Halloween. So Halloween is not sacred for us, but it is sacred for Wiccans. And again, it's their official holiday. So we need to understand that this is real. It's something that's real. It's not just fun and games. It's something that's real. So we don't want to do that. The Bible tells us to come out from among them and to be separate in 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. It says to touch no unclean thing. God doesn't want he wants his children to be set apart. He wants us to be set apart from sin and set apart from evil. So when we're celebrating Halloween, that's not what we're doing. In fact, we're glorifying it. We're participating in it. And that is not what God would have us to do. And so as we begin to look at it, we want to do some things that are going to give glory and honor to God. So as a believer, I want you to begin to respond to the Holy Spirit. As you're praying about this, let the Holy Spirit to get you to a place of, if you have been celebrating Halloween or if you're not sure about it, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. Go over the scriptures that I've given you on today and begin to meditate on those things so that God can bring you into the nothing but the truth. That is not tainted, that you're making a stand. That's all I'm hearing. Make a stand for righteousness. Make a stand for righteousness. Pastors, I adjure you, the blood is on your hand. I adjure you to begin to let your congregation know, let your children know. And I know it's not going to be something that's easy for them, but the Bible says that we're to train up a child in the way that he should go. Not train up a child in the way that's going to make them like us more. But train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart. And then he'll begin to train up his child in the way that he should go. And when his child grows up, are you understanding what I'm saying? So we've got to begin to set a standard. We've got to begin to set a precedence on this thing. Oh, people of God. And we've got to begin to let them know that it's not something that we want to do. The destruction and the things. I was reading one article when I was preparing for my sermon, and it was talking about the elevated crime. Chicagoland is already elevated in crime, and we don't need it to elevate anymore for Halloween. I was looking at how they was talking about not selling raw eggs during that time frame because children are buying raw eggs and they're throwing it at people's homes and things of that nature. So we want to begin to, oh, God to glory. We want to begin to make a stand for righteousness. Make a stand for righteousness. And so I'm asking that you all would be so kind as to join our youth. What we came across or what we decided to do is that our youth are going to fast from candy on Halloween. They're going to fast from candy on Halloween. Make a stand for righteousness, to not be tempted to go trick-or-treating and that type of thing. We've asked them, you know, not to participate in school, to let them know that we don't celebrate Halloween. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And I did find a little something to put in my window for trick-or-treaters who will be coming to the door. And it says, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We do not celebrate Halloween. And so we'll have that in our window. Look at something of that nature to put on your door. Or I remember some years ago I used to pass out little books, little tracts, and put it in the bags and things of that nature. But I don't even want to glorify it even in that. I don't want to have any part of it, any part of Halloween. So join us, TDM, and our young people as we fast from candy and as we go into prayer on that day, asking God to do some things. So the children of Israel, God told them that they had to make sacrifices to him for blessings. But during Halloween, sacrifices are going to be made to Satan. Sacrifices are going to be made to increase in witchcraft and in wickedness. And so as you join with us for that day, join us in prayer. Join us in fasting as we beseech the Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, Lord God. We thank you now, O Lord God, for your blood that covers, O Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this holiday, God, that promotes wickedness, God. And we say, let God arise and the enemy be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, thank you all so much for joining us on today. We appreciate you. We appreciate you joining us. And we look forward to hearing from you on next week, where we'll be here again at the 8 o'clock hour. Prayerfully next week, we'll be on for an hour from 8 until 9. So join us on next week as we come to you with Nothing But the Truth, hosted by yours truly, Pastor Katie Pierce, and Truth Deliverance Ministry. Until then, may God's best and may God's greatest be yours. Good night, everyone.